The growing issue of multiple medication use. When someone is using five or more medications at the same time, it's known as polypharmacy. It's thought to be common among older Australians with chronic illness, but we've lacked a clear picture of exactly how prevalent it is and whether it's on the increase until now. A new analysis published today in the Medical Journal of Australia has found that polypharmacy could be placing as many as 1 million older Australians at higher risk of falls, hospitalisation and frailty. The lead author of the paper is Dr. Amy Page, an adjunct senior lecturer at the University of Western Australia. Amy, welcome to the Health Report.
Thank you, James.
So, Amy, we should say up front, polypharmacy isn't necessarily a bad thing, is it?
No, a lot of people are living with a medical condition or multiple medical conditions, and some of these conditions need and benefit from medicines. We've now got a range of different medicines that are effective in preventing heart attacks, strokes and fractures. And we've got a range of medicines that can alleviate symptoms of many common conditions. Medicines that make us feel better when we've got a headache or nausea or gastric reflux or other unpleasant symptoms. But medicines can also have side effects. And the more medicines we take, the more likely we are to experience those side effects.
And what are some of those side effects specifically?
So there's no direct evidence that taking multiple medicines causes harm, only that it's linked to an increase in of those risks of harm. So those sort of harms are the risk of having a fall, increased hospital admissions, increased risk of being frail.
Yeah, sure. And so what's an example of the sort of patient who might experience polypharmacy? Who are they? What do they look like?
So we only looked at people over 70 in our research, and we weren't able to look at who was likely to be using multiple medicines. What we've seen from previous research is that the use of multiple medicines is very common in specific subpopulations, such as people who are living in residential aged care facilities or those who are currently in hospital. So what we wanted to do was have a look at whether this was just as common or how common it was amongst the population as a whole.
And just before you get to the research, and I know this wasn't a particular focus of the study today, but in some cases, polypharmacy is caused by something called a prescribing cascade. What is that?
Yes, that's correct. So we know that sometimes people can start a new medication and that medication can cause a side effect. And instead of recognising that that side effect is actually a side effect, it's identified as a new condition for which a new medicine is prescribed. So a common example of this is that a lot of medicines can cause constipation. So instead of the constipation being identified as a side effect, it's identified as a new condition and a laxative is prescribed.
And then the new drugs might interact and there might be new effects and on it goes. And so what did you do in this particular study?
So in our study, we looked at a 10% random sample of people who were eligible for medicines listed on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, or the PBS, which is usually Australians who hold a Medicare card. So our study was based on a nationally representative sample of PBS prescribing data for older people, which actually means that it's the first to investigate patterns of multiple medicine use across all older Australians instead of just specific subgroups.
And what did you find?
We found that almost 1 million older Australians, so people aged over 70, were using five or more prescription medicines every day. This number had grown by 50% since 2006. And our estimate could actually be low because we were only able to consider those medicines that are subsidised by the PBS. So any medicines that are a private script or purchased without a script, which includes many common medicines such as paracetamol and aspirin, and any herbal medicines, vitamins, minerals, we weren't able to capture those either.
So that's complementary medicines in some cases. And yeah, as you say, vitamins and minerals. How did we compare to other countries?
Surprisingly, we showed that the rate of older people taking at least five medicines in Australia was higher than previously reported rates in both the United Kingdom and the United States.
That is surprising. So we had a higher base to start with.
The United Kingdom and the United States had a sharper increase over the same period. We only found a 9% increase over the period of 2006 to 2017.
Right. And so then having this picture of polypharmacy in Australia, how will that help us to reduce inappropriate polypharmacy?
So this gives us a baseline for evaluating if strategies are working. So there's a number of strategies that are currently being implemented or about to be implemented in Australia. So there's campaigns such as the Choosing Wisely campaign, which is led by individual health professionals and professional organisations. That's led through the NPS MedicineWise service, and that encourages people to ask questions about their treatment too. And there's other initiatives such as Associate Professor Chris Etherton Beer and I are developing clinical guidelines for deprescribing. And in Sydney, Professor Sarah Hilmer and Dr. Lisa Kalagian at the University of Sydney are leading a national strategic action plan to reduce inappropriate polypharmacy in conjunction with the NHMRC Cognitive Decline Partnership, the Australian Deprescribing Network, and NPS MedicineWise.
Right. I suppose people might think that, you know, your doctor or pharmacist might already be looking out for this sort of thing. Aren't there checks and balances in place already?
That's correct. Health professionals are increasingly aware of the problems and the risks associated with multiple medicine use. So if any older people are concerned about how many medicines they take or would like to take fewer, then they should discuss that with their GP or their pharmacist.
Mm. And what do we know? I know you mentioned the health effects earlier on in this interview, but in terms of mortality, is there a link between polypharmacy and early death?
There is a link, but we don't know if it causes it or if it's just associated with it.
Because the studies can't demonstrate cause and effect. You can't randomise people to polypharmacy or not.
Exactly. So we don't know if it's causing it or not.
Right. And so is there any blame that lies with individual doctors here, or is it just the system that's at issue?
It's the system that's an issue. Each individual health professional is trying really hard to balance what are usually complex patients and the risks and benefits of medication use for that individual, and trying to work with their individual health priorities as well.
And we should make clear that you're not telling people to go off their medications or head to their GP or anything like that. They really need to review things with their GP.
Absolutely. There's no need for any particular person to be worried about this, and using multiple medicines may be appropriate for some people. Appropriate medicine therapy is really the key.
Great. Amy, thanks for joining us on the Health Report.
Thank you.
Dr. Amy Page is an adjunct senior lecturer at the University of Western Australia.